President's Press Conference, January 25th, 1951.
Please be seated. I have two or three announcements here that I'd like to make before we start off. If you find a mimeographed copy of this person on the outside when you get through. Ambassador Austin has fully and forcefully presented the views of this government on our attitude toward aggression by the Chinese Communists. These views have the solid support of the executive, the Congress, and the people of the United States. Each member of the United Nations must make its own decision on this issue. For my part, I believe in calling an aggressor. The question of what can and should be done about the aggression in Korea, of course, must be discussed with all the other friendly nations. Obviously, this is no time for rash or unwise action. This is time for clear thinking and firmness. Let me stress again that the American resolution contains, as all our proposals have contained, a method for bringing about a ceasefire and opening the way for peaceful settlement of outstanding issues. And I want to announce the appointment of the commission, which Admiral Nimitz is the chairman. The Reverend Carl Morgan Block, Episcopal Bishop of California. K-A-R-L, Morgan B-L-O-C-K, that's right. Episcopal Bishop of California. Tony, you have to learn to write shorthand. Senator John A. Danaher of Connecticut and Washington. Harvey Firestone, Jr. Lawyer here in Washington, who's head of the Selective Service. He's yet, I think, the head of the Selective Service. I don't know. I suppose Ohio. Akron, Ohio, I imagine. L-E-A-H-Y. William E. Charles H. Silver. Vice President of the American Woolen Company, New York. Charles H. Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R. American Woolen Mill, Vice President. American Woolen Company it's called, not Woolen Mill, but the American Woolen Company. Anna Lord Strauss. L-O-R-D. I'll have to get Bill Hatton to tell you his vaccine story in New York. S-T-R-A-U-S-S. That's correct. She's the former president of the League of Women Voters. The Reverend Emmett M. Wallace. Coadjutor Bishop of Youngstown, Ohio. Reverend Emmett M. Walsh, Coadjutor Bishop of Youngstown, Ohio. I don't believe he's a Presbyterian, though, Smitty. Russell C. Leffingwell. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury and a former partner of Morgan & Company. L-E-F-F-I-N-G-W-E-L-L, Tony. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, former Morgan partner. General Eisenhower returned Wednesday from his tour of the countries belonging to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That same day, he'll report to me. to a special meeting of the cabinet and to a standing group of NATO. On Thursday and Friday, he will make further reports to the Congress. His radio report to the nation is scheduled for Friday night. The schedule will be mimeographed and handed out to you as soon as it's ready. Wednesday. 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 And then he will report to the, it'll all be available at the door, Joe says, so you won't have to worry about it.
Mr. President, on that list, the
Minister
Commission will be the Vice Chairman, I believe.
Mrs. Strauss will be the Vice Chairman.
Mrs. Strauss.
Yeah. Mrs. Anna Lord Strauss. I guess she's Mrs., I don't know. Miss. Joe says I'm mistaken. It's Miss Anna Lord Strauss. I beg your pardon. The federal budget and brief will be ready tomorrow. Now you can start any of your questions if you have any after that brief. There's a little book about that section that analyzes the budget, and you can't make a mistake if you read it carefully, and it covers the whole thing from cover to cover. It's a big book, but it's a little book.
In connection with the appointment of this commission, would you comment on a criticism made today by Senator Ferguson, who states that you have given this commission as one of its jobs the task of preparing suggestions for legislation, that you are giving them access to all the personnel files and others, which you say you deny to congressional committees who have the constitutional duty of preparing legislation?
Senator Ferguson is slightly mistaken in his statement, and I don't care to comment on the rest of it.
Did you cover some mistakes?
No, you make it out yourself.
I'm not
a political device. Well, Senator Ferguson is trying to make something political out of it, but I'm not.
Does your commission have the authority to investigate acts of Congress, such as the acts of congressional committees that may impinge on individual freedom?
I think you better read the executive order on it. I think it's that phase is covered in the executive order. I'm not mistaken. I'll appoint the commissioner as soon as I'm ready, and I'll let you know right away.
President made by the chairman of the banking charge the committee said this week that failure of the government to impose price controls sooner had brought the country to the brink of disaster. Have you got any comment on
that? I don't think the country's anywhere near disaster.
May I ask you one more question? Can you deny the report that cotton is out of being treated on the price controls it was in the last?
What is you trying to get me to deny? I never deny anything.
In the last war, cotton wasn't included on the price control. But I want to know if you could deny the report that's out that it will be included this
time. I'll deny nothing. I think that the thing you're trying to drive at is that the price control law is going to require some legislative amendments to make it complete. And as soon as Mr. Wilson is ready with those amendments, he'll go down and ask for them.
Do you mean by that statement, sir, that a request for changes in the Defense Production Act will be made by Mr. Wilson, not by yourself, in a special message?
It'll be made by Mr. Wilson, that's with my approval.
Thanks.
Run out of soap? I have no comment on that. I haven't seen the bill, and I know nothing about it. I didn't ask for that in the first place, you remember? Well, now, I don't think we ought to get into an argument over that. You know, I spent nearly a year and a half trying to get the Congress to pay themselves a reasonable salary, and I finally got it done. I told them to blow it all up as far as they're concerned. That's all right with me, but they can't do anything to mine while I'm in office.
Have you ever come on the
A Senate committee has a right to work on anything that the Senate itself authorized them to do. I have no comment on particular case. Had nothing to do, with the potash. No, I can't comment on that now.
Mr. President, will you ask for a brown plan anytime soon and that's up to keep food prices down?
It's in the budget message, May. It's already been asked for.
Well, I thought you had to return the bill off for it to get
No, that's up to the Congress to write its own bills and that at that time, which that. They usually do.
Is it on your must list?
Yes, always has been. That ought to take care of potatoes, too, May, I think.
I don't see any reference to the Congress in this. I wonder if it was your intention in setting up this commission that they should examine the activities of the Congressional Committee.
No, I don't intend to. I don't intend to investigate investigating committees. I'm only trying to get at the basis of a program which would be fair to all concerned.
But they could examine without investigating.
They might examine the hearings of an investigating committee, but they're not investigating the investigating committee.
Thank you.
Some files available to the tidy subcommittee. Is it your intention to make files available to the commission on the same basis?
Yeah, on exactly the same basis.
That's right, exactly.
They'll ask me about it, and I'll give them permission to see it.
Mr. President, did you make the full files available in the analytical presentation to the Senate?
I don't remember, May, whether I did or not. I would have, if they'd asked for it. I can't remember whether I did or not.
Well, I didn't know the distinction between one instance and another.
Don't think there is any.
They saw the full files in both of our cases and did not in other cases.
Oh, yes, they did. They saw all the full files they asked for in the tidings and investigation and in several other instances that had the same privilege. But they have to ask me for them, and I have to authorize them to see them. That's the formality they have to go through.
This committee has to say, they come to you and you give them the permission
right.
On individual cases.
That's right, Tony.
Well, thank you, Mr.
You're welcome, committee.